to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I think this weather has turned around. We should be having weather like they have up north, and we have weather like California and Florida and
Texas.
Texas, yes, Kimberly. Oh, I'm just amazed at how it's taken place. And you know what? It's really last days of this time on earth, and God is going to show himself. Boy, he's just beginning. He is just beginning to show himself strong. We're going to go through some marvelous times before we're raptured, with Jesus Christ. And he talks about in these books that Kimberly and I are going to talk about him coming back and taking us with him. It's just going to be a wonderful time to be with him. So friend, give your best. Laugh without holding back. Live for each day. Be generous with love. See God in the moment. Discover and enjoy. Saturday, Matthew was with us, and it was so good having him. And we were thinking of a place to have breakfast before he had to head back to Broken Arrow. And so we went to Morning Story, and it was full. And we got a table with our favorite server. Yes. And we laughed and laughed and laughed because he and another server had gotten married a year before last year.
On your birthday.
On, yes, March 21st. And so we were saying a happy anniversary to him. And then it was your and Matthew's anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. And
yes,
we were laughing. It was so much fun. Laughter. Live for each day, be generous with love, laugh without holding back. Oh, friend, you gotta be with people that laugh. You just do. It's so important. See God in the moment, discover and enjoy. Such a blessing to be in the Lord. It's just such a privilege, Kimberly.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And I know that many of you are thinking money, 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 because this is a time of the year, you know, when you're sending in your income tax returns and it's all about facts and figures. But I want to say what Darren said so many years ago. God has more provision than you have need. I want to say that again. God has more provision than you have need. So you just hold up on all those well, I got to figure this out. How much do I owe here? And adding it all up. Just don't do it. Don't add it. Let it be a surprise from God.
Yes. We make our plans, but really he's the one who holds our life in his hands, and he has better plans for us than we have for ourselves.
That's right. So friend, you are blessed to give into the kingdom of God. That's what dispense means. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And I just want to tell you, it's such a privilege to be on the air during these days before the Lord comes back, because Kimberly, our listeners are so precious. We have beautiful listeners.
Oh, I know.
And
such an amazing support base.
Oh, I know.
Thank you all. You're good friends to us.
Oh, we're so thankful for that. I want to tell you that our memory verse for this week is from John 15, verse 12. We're going to get into the book of John a little bit. I know we've missed the first. We're going to talk about the 14th chapter today, but we've missed the first 13. Oh, and it's so full. I hope those of you who have the Word Power Bible Guide, you've been reading through the book of John with me, because I want to tell you that John 15, verse 12, Jesus is saying, "This is my commandment." And in 13, verse 34, he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." And then he goes on to say that you love one another just as I have loved you. I want you to know that Jesus loves you so much more than any person on this earth. And even if some of you are looking for a mate, you can't find a mate that loves with the depth that our Lord Jesus does. I want to read to you just a little bit about how John wrote his gospel. And according to tradition, you know, it's not fact, because we just don't know all the facts. But John wrote his gospel while residing in Ephesus toward the end of his life to supplement and clarify the synoptic gospels, which are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the epistles are seen as letters to churches under his pastoral care, addressing issues of doctrine and community life. Finally, Revelation is believed to have been written during John's exile in Patmos, possibly under the reign of Emperor Domitian. Now, it's traditionally thought that John wrote the book of John after he was released from the Isle of Patmos, and that's after Revelation. Now, I just learned that from Hal Lindsey. I was listening to him. I said, really? So it's important that you read some of these things. The forewords and the backwards from some of these books are so important. And for a biblical archaeologist, the monastery represents a living continuum of worship and memory tied directly to the apocalyptic text. A tour of Patmos takes archaeologists through ancient Byzantine fortifications, early Christian mosaics, and monastic libraries housing manuscripts that echo the island's enduring legacy. Don't you wish, Kimberly, when you were in Israel, you could have gone to places like Patmos or Cyprus or... Oh, that sounds so interesting.
Well, it is interesting. I don't know how I would have added that on. I'm not sure how I would have tacked that on to my tour. I was exhausted, I have to admit. So many things to see and places to go.
Oh, wow, yes. So we learn here, folks, that God gave him revelation that he wrote on the Isle of Patmos when he was a prisoner of Rome. And then when they released him years and years later, and if you want to look up Patmos, it's a rocky, rocky island only 14 miles long. I do not know how he survived that. But after he returned to Ephesus, then he wrote the book of John. I want to tell you that because we're going to be reading here from John, and I want you just to get a glimpse, a little picture of how John wrote this beautiful book. And The Chosen does give some precious moments of when John was writing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, I'm so grateful for that book. Yes.
Right. Yes. We learn a lot about loving God and loving each other. And I believe that is the foundation of our faith. And it's the foundation of the faith that Jesus challenges us is the kind of faith that will move mountains, the kind of faith that will uproot trees and have them be thrown into the sea, planted in the sea. And it'll be done for us if we have this faith that is like a mustard seed. But the foundation of it is loving God and loving each other.
Yes, that's right. It's John 15, verse 12. And we need to make that our goals in life, to love each other as Jesus loves us.
Have you read that yet, the John 15, verse 12? Because that's your memory verse for the day.
Yep,
so
I did.
Let's read it again.
Oh, okay. All right. You read it for us, Kimberly.
Well, I have the Passion Translation in front
of
me.
Which
one are you concentrating on today?
Well, I did give the New American Standard. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. But give us the Passion.
So this is my command. Love each other deeply as much as I have loved you. It says that the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices all. And that is how we cultivate our faith, is being willing to lay down our opinions for someone else's opinion. So that we can be listeners. So that we can really listen with our heart and know where somebody is coming from and come at it with love.
Oh, but we love to correct, Kimberly. We love to tell people how right we are.
No, you know, it's just that creates so much opposition, doesn't it? And
yes,
it keeps us polarized. It keeps us that partisan kind of feeling instead of coming together. And coming together takes a listening heart. Mm-hmm. And that is the kind of heart that Jesus has. He is not, in the book of John, he is not correcting and correcting and correcting. He is loving and loving and loving.
Yes. And Thursday on the program, you were saying it was not a complainer at all.
That's right.
He did not complain about his situation at all, even going to the cross and on the cross. Mm-hmm. He was not screaming and hollering and complaining.
So the kind of faith that he had, and then he said to us, greater things would we do. He was talking to the disciples, but we are also disciples because we're learning from what we have read. We're learning to walk in his steps, and greater things would we do than him. He said that to his disciples, greater things will you do than me.
We have opportunity with new phones. We can go around the world with our phones telling people about the love of Jesus. They couldn't do that in this day at all.
No, but they could follow the example that Jesus gave and then be that example for others. Mm-hmm. And that example is laying down your opinions and being a listener, really meeting somebody right where they're at.
Yes. Well, we're going to find out here in this 14th chapter of John that his disciples really, right now in this situation, were not good listeners. They had been not been listening, or maybe to understand that Jesus said in John 10, I and the Father are one. They didn't understand that. And so we're going to start reading from the first verse. Oh, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. I love when somebody, I have a friend who says, we're going to go to lunch and I'm going to come pick you up. Oh, okay. And she comes and picks me up at the door. And it's just a wonderful afternoon with a friend. Here's Jesus saying, I'm going to come get you. And you'll always be with me where I am. Now here, listen to this. I am. You know the way to go where I am going. Now that I am is indicative of Exodus 3, where God says, I am that I am. God is revealing his character, his self. And here Jesus is, he's kind of echoing what the Father is. And we don't know, Lord. We don't know where you're going, Thomas said. We have no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way? And Jesus told him, I am again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you really have known me, you would know who my Father is. And then Philip says, from now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip, Philip and Thomas here, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. There he is. There he is, guys. Show us the Father. Oh, my goodness. And Jesus replied, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am?
Well, I like that goes back to the Old Testament, because that reveals the heart of our Father way back in the Old Testament was relationship.
Yes.
And that's what I am is all about. I am, we're using all kinds of verbs, being verbs. Mm-hmm. I am means that there's relationship going on and it is continual. And so giving God's people the law, he was simply letting them know that he has a different way of living than the human way that has been going on. Mm-hmm. And so he was giving that law just as a set of some rules to change the way that we've been thinking. But it was never to have a relationship with a set of rules.
That's right.
And to be sticking to rules and sticking to the law. It was about sticking to relationship and being in constant communication with him. So Jesus here, when he's saying that the way to the Father is through me. He's saying it's through relationship. It's through having conversations. I think a lot of the time there are things in our life that we don't like to talk about. And we certainly don't trust other human beings with those things that are on our hearts. Mm-hmm. So where are we going to go? Who are we really going to talk to? I know there's counselors and there's therapists that are being paid to listen to those things that are deep in our hearts. But yes, really, the relationship that God is asking for is with Him.
Amen.
Bring every one of those things to Him.
That's right. We have a moment here with Travis for an announcement.
Want to stay connected with Freedom Street? Get the Freedom Street Express newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Explore our Voice of Freedom blogs and dive into Darren Carmack's teachings, all at freedomstreet.org. Or just email us anytime at hello@freedomstreet.org. Freedom Street is a listener-supported ministry with no sponsors, and your donations make it possible for us to stay on the air sharing the good news of our freedom in Christ. Thank you for standing with us.
So we're reading from John 14, and Jesus is explaining that He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life.
Yes.
And that truth, that way, that life is relationship.
Yes.
It's conversation.
And He's telling His best friends, His closest friends, anyone who has seen Me has seen the Father. Do you get it, guys? So why are you asking Me to show Him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me? The words that I speak are not My own, but My Father who lives in Me does His work through Me. That's what He wants for us. He wants us to be living here in this life, but He wants us to be living in Him. In Him we live and move and have our being.
And Him in us.
Yes.
So that we're not just speaking our words anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking His words.
That's
and
right.
We have to be good listeners in order to hear what He's saying in the middle of a conversation with somebody else. I always have a three-way conversation going on.
Mm-hmm.
When I am talking with one other person, it's a three-way conversation,
yes,
not just two.
That's right.
When I'm talking with one other person, I'm also talking to the Father, and I want to know, what would you have Me say to them?
Or listening to the Father and saying, okay, what do you want Me to continue on with this person?
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so in my question to Him, then I'm preparing myself to listen to what He has to say.
Mm-hmm. And so many people have you ever known people that just love, have to butt in? They have to finish the sentence that you're saying, finish your sentence for you. Oh, that can be very aggravating, but we got to do that in love, friend. We really do. And, just allow Holy Spirit to begin working, because Jesus here is going to talk about the Spirit that is going to come and live in us. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me, or at least believe because of the work You have seen Me do. Go ahead.
This Passion Translation, I didn't mean to interrupt because you were just talking about that. But the Passion Translation says, believe because of the mighty miracles I have done. And I'm just going to go back to verse 10. We're in John 14. And in verse 10, it says, even My words are not My own, mm-hmm, but come from My Father, for He lives in Me and performs His miracles of power through Me. This is Jesus admitting that He is not just speaking of His own agendas and His own accordance. He is waiting on the Father. And because He's so yielded, even to the point of what He says, because He's so yielded, there are works of power. There are miracles coming through Him. I believe the body of Christ, we, mm-hmm, the body of Christ, are being prepared for that, to be,
yes,
so yielded that we're listening to the Father, developing this kind of relationship so that we will experience miracles and power through us. We're just vessels. It's not us. It's Him.
He says that. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in Me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. I am. Remember that lot of I ams in the 14th chapter. And then He goes in to say, you can ask for anything in My name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask Me for anything in My name. Now, Kimberly, you were telling me, we were talking about Kenneth E. Hagin's favorite scriptures were, and the thing that really gave him a foundation for Bible College was in Mark 11:22-24. Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea. And then he was talking about when you say something, God will do it for you. He was saying it with a humility. He was saying it with an experience in Holy Spirit that he had had all those years. He was in his 80s, wasn't he? Or late 70s, at least.
Well, yeah. When I went to school, he was still in his late 50s, 60s.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah.
All right. But people who were his students then said, oh, we can go out and do great exploits. And
right.
They were thinking in the flesh about
this
what he was
whatever
talking
I
about
ask, right.
in the spirit.
Right.
Yes.
They're saying, this is saying whatever I ask for, I can
right.
have.
Well, they forget about in my name. In my name.
Being yielded. They forget about being yielded and being
yes.
humble.
Yes.
Really, truly surrendered and submitted. And I know those are words that not everybody likes to hear, but I know that the Holy Spirit is moving upon this generation and these people and this body, preparing us to want what God wants more than we want what we want.
Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, I agree with that so much. Oh, and verse 15 of John 14, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. Who is that? It's Holy Spirit. He is Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth. Why are we looking for the truth in all kinds of different venues on this earth when it's Holy Spirit? He's the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. He's in us now, Kimberly.
Mm,
yes, he's living in us now. And he says, when I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father. He is giving the disciples so many hints about what's going to happen in the next few days. And friend, like Kimberly said, you've got to quiet your heart. You've got to quiet your spirit in your heart and listen, because he's going to tell you many things about your life that you're asking about. And he wants to tell you about it, but you're just jabbering on and on and on and on, and you're not giving Holy Spirit a chance. And Kimberly, he is a gentleman.
That's right. He's not going to interrupt you if you've got your own train going on.
That's right. Oh, wow. And he said in verse 18, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me. And I am, remember those I ams, I am in you. It's just the Father. It's appendage of the Father in the flesh. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. How many of you are so lonely and you desire to be loved? Here, this 14th chapter, friend, is just chock full of love. It's Jesus' love for us today. And Judas, Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Each of you who have confessed Jesus as Savior and Lord have the presence of Holy Spirit in your heart. You do. It's just like a little child. Where's Jesus? And he pats his heart. He says, in my heart. Well, that's exactly true. Absolutely. Absolutely. And anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. And when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you everything that I have told you. Mm. So beautiful. So
yes.
Beautiful. He's leaving us with a gift of peace. And in the New American Standard, it says, and this is verse 27, I want you to memorize this. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that's one thing Jesus says here. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. Do you know what the world is looking for? They're looking for peace and a heart of peace. Some of these, you think these billionaires are having a heart of peace? No, they're not. They are anxious about where to put their money, where to invest their money. They don't have peace like you have peace, knowing just that Jesus is your Savior and He's going to come and take you home one of these days. Mm. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful promise. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father. I've got to circle all the I am's when I get home and see how many I am's he's talking about in the New Testament.
And it's all relationship.
It's
every
all
time
relationship.
That you see I am, you are seeing the victory of God, the power of God in that I am, but you're seeing relationship, you're seeing love, and that peace, that gift that you're talking about, it brings a confidence that is a satisfaction and a fulfillment that we don't have through any other source or any other means mm-hmm. in this world.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So the end of chapter 14, he is telling us that the ruler of this world is coming. And that's Satan, and you know all about the enemy. He has no power over me. He has nothing in me. Jesus is pure in every way, shape, and form. And we need to be casting down all those evil and vain imaginations, folks, and accepting God's love into our heart that He loves us. I will do what the Father requires of me so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come. Let's be going. And so we're going to be going. We're going to be going into chapter 15 of John. Oh, it's been such a good review. And I hope you read through the 14th chapter again. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.